Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan behind the glass getting people fuming this morning. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We do have the wake-up call on deck. We'll get you the headlines. Dylan, I got to tell you, though, the tweets that are coming in about your top five fast food chicken sandwiches, someone tweeted, this list is so bad, I'm turning around and going home if the day is going to start out like this. Wendy's over Chick-fil-A is an all-time miss.
It's really not, though. Look, they're all great. Let me just put that out there and state that clearly. They are all elite chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, there's no bad chicken sandwich.
There's no bad chicken sandwich. But Wendy's, I think, has a little bit more crisp. When you talk about the crisp factor, the Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is more of a breaded thing. They're not a lot of crisp. There's some crisp, but it's not more than Wendy's. And then I just like the flavor with the spicy of the spicy chicken sandwich specifically from Wendy's. Because that's what's number one. The spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's is what's at number one. When you mix in the crispiness, the juiciness, the spice that you get from that first bite. I mean, all of it mixed together is, again, just chef kiss. I absolutely love it.
Good for you, man.
Mike can only shake his head at you.
That's good for you.
I don't understand why Mike's so disappointed.
We started off on the wrong foot, and I had trouble wrapping my mind back around where you were going. That's the only thing that happened. You started off with honorable mention KFC, and I was like, what are we doing?
I know. That was a
Burger
weird
King
place
is,
to start.
Burger King's chicken sandwich is better. The Royal Crispy is better.
All right, we're going to dig into this a little bit more. Real quick, let's get you caught up on the headlines before you get into work. Hawks preseason kicked off last night with a loss to the Rockets. Final score, 122-113. MLB postseason continued last night. Brewers beat the Cubs 7-3. Brewers are up in the series 2-0. Dodgers beat the Phillies 4-3. Dodgers are up 2-0. And today the Mariners will take on the Tigers at 4:08. Blue Jays play the Yankees at 8:08. And Mark Sanchez's charges have been up to felony charges for the altercation he got into over the weekend. And Monday night's football, that was intense between the Jags and the Chiefs. The Jags won 31-28.
Intense like camping, right? Is that what you're trying to say? Yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
That took a second.
What a good dad joke.
anyways. Yeah, man. So 404-726-0929. I know that the phone lines are already lighting up, but if you have something you want to weigh in on, maybe Dylan completely missed one out there. And something we're not even thinking of right now. I know a couple people have weighed in on Twitter. You know, the reason this conversation even started is because Allie and I were talking about the drive-thru and talking about the fact that sometimes I get to the drive-thru and there's panic. And if my wife is with me, she will just straight up sometimes order, like, from the passenger seat. And there was somebody posting about it on social, and I was like, I feel that to my core. Like, where I get up there, and I'm just like, dude, there's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts, and my wife is just like, straight up, I'll take care of it. And I'm curious if there's anybody on the wake-up call that kind of follows along with that. I'm assuming Dylan takes care of mostly his own orders, but I can definitely see Simone coming over the top from the passenger seat and being like, move out of the way, fam.
She actually has never done that because we are very heavy – order before, order online.
Yeah, I've gathered that now. Yeah. I've gathered that now.
So we've never, to my knowledge, I don't think we've ever had a run-in like that. Maybe just once, but no, we're usually good on that front.
Yeah, 404-726-0929. And like she talked about, if you didn't hear it just a minute ago, it's on the Twitter, at 929 Morning Shift. I'll say it once again. Honorable mention KFC, 5 Burger King, 4 Zaxby's, 3 Popeyes, 2 Chick-fil-A, 1 Wendy's. Dylan, it's a lot. There's a lot going on there, I'm not going to lie. Also, we've talked about all day the Falcons, what they should have done during the bye week, the things you wanted to work on, wanted to see on Monday Night Football with the Buffalo Bills. on Monday night. And I'll say it again, get there early. It's a 7:20, 7:15 kick or whatever it is. It's not the normal 8:20 time slot that you see for Monday Night Football. So make sure you get that thing rolling and headed towards Mercedes-Benz at an early hour. All right, Dylan, let's go ahead and go to the wake-up call. 404-726-0929, and Dylan's on the phone right now as we speak. But let's go ahead and go to line number one. Dylan, let's talk to Jordan from Dallas, Georgia. Jordan, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, man.
Hey, two things real quick. Dylan, I respect your list, except for the Burger King. That's probably the worst chicken sandwich ever created.
Exactly. Thank you.
Maybe I just got to go back and try it again. You know, so I'm going to go to Burger King and try that again. The second thing is I'm definitely an order before. I use the app. But, Mike, let us be at Starbucks or something. I'm letting my seat back. The missus is going to have to handle that. I'm not doing all that talking at Starbucks. I don't even know how to order at Starbucks. My seat is going back. She's leaning over. She's going to handle that, and we're going to be drinking.
1,000.
I'm going to hang up. Have a good one.
Let's go. What a beautiful phone call, man. What a beautiful, like, I couldn't have called in any better myself. He said he leaned in the seat back. You're going to let the missus handle that from the passenger seat.
I realize that. For Starbucks, again,
that's
great,
a lot, bro.
But it's a lot. It's a lot of pressure on Starbucks.
Three shots of this and venti. I don't even know which one's the medium or the large. I don't even know.
I think everyone's had that moment where you walked into Starbucks for the first time. You're like, medium?
But I will
say, they look at you like you're crazy.
I only ever order Starbucks through my wife's app.
Yeah.
Never have I ever gotten to a Starbucks and got, like, my wife is just like, I'm going to order before. We'll go pick it up. Like, straight up. Like, I don't ever say, hold on, I'm going to need a minute at Starbucks.
The one thing that I do love about Simone, one of the many things I love about Simone, the only thing she ever gets from Starbucks is their Empress Cloud green tea. And so I perfected that order. So I don't fear Starbucks like most other people have to.
Yeah, I got all the fear in my chest. I have no idea. All right, let's go to Isaac the Barber, Dylan. Isaac the Barber from Peachtree City. What's up, Isaac?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, first of all, let me say I am a member of the Mafia.
Let's go. Hey, play.
I am a member of the Mafia. Welcome. I played O-line and D-line, so I feel you.
Of course you did.
Dylan is sick. So what we need to do, we need for you to check his blood pressure, and we need for Alec to check his forehead. Something's wrong. Okay, Burger King, you can plug your tire with Burger King. So let's throw that out. Okay.
No chicken sandwich is bad.
Oh, yeah.
So that is roadkill. We're going to say leave KFC at honorable mention, and we're going to do it like this. We're going to double it up. We're going to leave Popeye's regular sandwich at 3.
Okay.
We're going to put the Chick-fil-A regular sandwich at 4.
Okay.
But we have to double it up. So the spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A has to be number one.
Oh.
And the number two chicken sandwich is the ghost pepper from Popeye's.
Okay. Woo!
That's the list.
Wow.
And that's it.
I can't
mess with it.
I appreciate the phone call there, Isaac. I can't mess with the ghost pepper.
I appreciate that Isaac reordered it. Like, it wasn't just, you forgot about this. You forgot about this.
Yeah.
He
went in on it.
And put together an order.
He said you were sick, Dylan. I don't know if you caught that.
He said
you were sick.
Hey, again, if don't knock it until you try. Until you try a Royal Crispy or the original chicken sandwich or the butter chicken sandwich from Burger King, don't knock it until you try.
It might even just be the name for me, the Royal Crispy. Like, I don't know.
It's so good.
We got anything on the socials you want to get to?
Yeah, a couple suggestions. Christopher Belcher said you missed out on the Bojangles chicken sandwich.
Mm. Solid call. Good call.
Yeah, not bad.
That Theo the Kid said the list is better than expected. Wendy's sandwich is definitely one.
See?
And it's always fresh.
The people know. If you know it's gas, then you know it's gas.
I do think you forgot one. The Arby's Chicken Bacon Swiss. Ooh, so good. With
very
honey
solid
mustard.
Call.
That's a good call. Don't
very
know if I've tried it, but I'll try it.
Because you go to Arby's for roast beef.
Does that predate the veganery?
Oh, yeah. That was my
that
like
was
number one stop.
Wait. I don't think I know the lore. Allie, when did you become vegan?
That's
10 years ago.
I was going to say.
It's been
a decade.
But I remember.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's try to squeeze a couple. We got full phone lines. Let's try to squeeze a couple more of these in. Hey, let's go to Richard in Dallas, Georgia. Richard, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
What's good, hey, AMD Mo? What's happening?
Living a dream, baby. Living a dream.
Hey man, y'all just switched the whole morning up talking about fast food and drive-thrus. All right, so check it out, man. I see it from both sides. I got Allie and Dylan on the order ahead on the app. Okay. I stay ordering ahead on the app, but I also feel Mike. When I get there, sometimes they do have that new thing, and I'm like, yo, I thought I wanted that, but that new thing looked good, man. So hey, I go both ways, man. And then I got six kids. Sometimes yeah. I do need, hey, hold up a second. Let me get all of these orders together right quick. And my pet peeve is them jokers will tell me, oh, I want a number three, and won't tell me what to drink. So it's just like,
yeah.
Help me. Help you.
I appreciate
please.
The phone call. And you know what? Sometimes they got the sign before the sign. Y'all ever notice that one? They got the sign before the
yes.
sign. Like, I'm like, oh, there's the drive. Wait a minute. What's this sign back here? Hold on for a second. Oh, man. I didn't even notice that.
People
that
trying to get you ready.
Yeah,
yes. Yes. The people that the place that do the sign before the sign, they know. They're like, hey, there's no excuse.
The sign
we're setting you
sign.
Up for success with this sign right here.
The sign before the sign gets me every single time. You know what I mean? I'm like ready for a biscuit, and then I get a burrito. I don't know. It could get weird. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's try to get one more in. Let's talk to Larry over in Peachtree Corners. Larry, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
How are you?
Good, good. I was going to chime in about having your wife order. I'm hard of hearing. Actually, I have my hearing aids in my pocket because I'm going somewhere to meet somebody. But when I pull up, if I don't have a man, all I hear is what it sounds like on the peanuts. Wah, 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 wah. My wife, she sits on the other side of the car, and I go, what did they say? She goes, do you want to try the special, you know, burrito sunshine? I'm like, no, this is what I want. But, yeah, and as far as chicken sandwiches go, Altoona Burger, Peachtree Corners, best chicken sandwich you're ever going to have in your life.
All right. I'm writing it down. Appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you so
Show
much.
Show trip. We got
to
go.
Yeah, he went to Charlie Brown's teacher right there. I love that, man. Shout out to him for calling in. No, and there's been a couple people that have thrown extra chicken sandwiches out there. Appreciate everybody for weighing in, especially out on the socials. We'll get to some of those as well. But, man, good stuff all the way around. And you know what, Dylan? You always keep the people guessing, man. I always say that about your list. You always keep the people guessing. So nice work.
I would love to know if there's going to be controversy within a Publix again, people arguing about your list, because that was phenomenal when that happened the first time.
You know what's going to happen with the Thunder tomorrow when Bo gets here.
Oof.
He's going to have some serious words for you.
I mean, he can bring it all he wants, but again, I'll defend my list 10 toes down. I'll stand on business.
Right now, he's fuming somewhere. I don't know where he's at with the AirPod in, but he's fuming.
He'll be all right.
He will be back tomorrow, but you can continue the chicken conversation on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. You can also join Sports Radio 929 The Game after each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover. This is your first chance to call in and react after every Falcons game. It's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. It's the Falcons flyover immediately following every Falcons postgame this season on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Coming up, we are going to hear from the Falcons today up at Flowery Branch, but we're going to start sizing up what changes we're hoping were made during the bye week. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.